This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Liberland has had some success in the Croatian court system. For those of you who are new to the show, you may not have heard about Liberland before. Do either one of you want to give a rundown, Daryl or Rich Paul?
Liberland.
Tell us about Liberland, Uncle Daryl.
Liberland is a patch of land between Serbia and Croatia that technically is not claimed by either country, as are little patches of land along the Danube between those two countries.
It's about 7 square miles, I believe, about 3 kilometers or so.
Sounds about right. I believe that's the largest of the sections of land that neither country claims. And a group of people decided, you know what, we're going to claim this for ourselves, call it Liberland, set up the Free Republic of Liberland.
A group of libertarians, basically.
Yes, and every time anyone has thus far gone to try to inhabit Liberland, they have been arrested by one government or another.
The Croatians.
Generally the Croats, I believe.
I don't know if there are any. I don't know if there's any evidence that the Serbian government has attacked them. It's basically been the Croatian government the whole time.
Yeah. And so basically, there's a country with no people, and then
right.
There are countries with people that have no land.
In this case, they really want to go and try to just camp out and hang out on Liberland, but they've been chased down. There's been video footage of some of these brave settlers attempting to get to the Liberland property, which is basically a glorified swamp. I mean, it's not the prettiest of places to be, but, you know, it is, of course, no man's land where no country even wants to claim this piece of property. So they're trying to claim this unclaimed land, basically.
Yes.
And they've been chased down in boats by these Croatian goons who've gone after them. They've been locked up in Croatian prisons. We actually had one of the guys on that you're going to hear about in this case, or one of them, but there's more than one case, Krom. We actually had him on the show and talked about his heroic taking on of the Croatian police. This guy was pretty amazing in his civil disobedience. But let me go into the story here. It's actually a few weeks old at this point. We just haven't talked about it yet. From LiberlandPress.com, Michael Glazer reporting, in a stunning reversal of lower court rulings, multiple Croatian appeals court judges have ruled in favor of Liberland in recent months. Last year, Liberland activists endured more than 50 arrests and convictions by Croatian authorities, despite clear and irrefutable evidence that no illegal river border crossings into Croatia had taken place. As we've been reporting, the local judges refused to consider cadastral maps, video and photographic evidence, witness testimony, or even contradictions from other Liberland court cases, which Liberland attorneys argue prove the innocence of the accused. Liberland government attorneys promptly filed appeals against all of the convictions, and the appeal decisions are starting to trickle in. We first obtained a judgment regarding Krom, a native of Brazil who defiantly refused to pay heavy fines for those who illegally arrested and abducted him into Croatia. One of the things that set Krom apart from some of the other people who were arrested in Liberland is he was not cooperating with them in the slightest, whereas others, of course, in a rush to get home or get out of prison, were willing to go ahead and pay whatever the Croatian government demanded of them. Krom refused to do that. And so, like will happen with, you know, those of us who have encountered civil disobedience and non-cooperation, we've done that in the court system up here, they will go ahead and punish you if you don't go along to get along.
They hate it when you say no.
Yep, and so that's one of the reasons why Krom was really noteworthy. He spent 7 weeks in a Croatian prison known for housing hardened criminals, all because he wanted to go to a plot of land that ultimately no one wants to go to.
And didn't Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report call in one time to tell us about how horrible Croatian prisons are?
Yeah. Yep. Upon appeal, the High Court in Zagreb ruled the lower court, quote, committed a fundamental breach of misdemeanor proceedings, unquote, and ordered a retrial from the lower court. The appellate court also stated, quote, the facts were incorrectly and incompletely established by the prosecutor, which could lead to misapplication of substantive law, unquote. The higher court even went so far as to say the ruling's, quote, wording is incomprehensible, unquote, which shines light on how on what many Liberland backers have been saying for many months now, that the courts were not treating our people fairly. A date for Crom's retrial has not yet been set. In three other remarkable decisions by the High Croatian courts, Liberland won three additional retrials as the judges consistently agreed that the lower courts, quote, committed essential procedural violations, unquote, and noted in all of the cases that the prosecutors, quote, incorrectly and incompletely established the facts. In these three decisions, the high courts not only ordered retrials, they also ordered the lower courts to rule on the exact location of the border. This is significant not only for Liberland and its supporters, but also Liberland's regional neighbors, Croatia and Serbia, who have debated the location of the border for the last 25 years. So that's an interesting development. I mean, it's definitely not a bad thing that these guys are getting retrials. But ultimately, it's not the best possible decision. The best possible decision would be to overturn the lower court's verdict and then let that overturning of the verdict stand. I don't think they always have to remand back for a retrial.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know what
the prosecutor always has the choice to bring the charges again when you win on appeal, at least in America.
Right, and we don't know what the common law is in Croatia. We also don't know what their legal structure is.
Right.
Do they have double jeopardy? Do they have something that says that a charge can't be brought back if it's, you know, expelled for any reason?
So that's news to me. Maybe I heard it before, Rich, but it's new. You're saying in the United States, if you win on appeal, they can charge you criminally again?
Yeah.
That sounds like double jeopardy to me.
No, actually, because if you win on appeal, what you're saying is there was a procedural error in the original trial, so it's as if that trial never happened.
Not necessarily.
Usually that's the case, as I understand it.
Well, there are times when the appellate judge does say there was, judicial impropriety, but the appeals court could also say, none of the evidence you had was legitimate. This case is entirely bogus. Throw it out. In which case, they can't bring back the charges because the appeals court said you have no evidence.
Really?
Double jeopardy prevents you from being charged multiple times for the same thing. If the court, like what's happened in the state Supreme Court where they remand the case back to the lower court for some reason.
That's not double jeopardy.
That's not, right, and that's also not necessarily an appellate victory.
Right, which is why I'm saying this isn't the best set of victories they could possibly have hoped for. Ultimately, the higher courts in Croatia have just said, well, you courts messed up, now you have to try these people again. And ultimately, Crom already spent 7 weeks in prison, so it's unlikely the lower court is going to reverse its decision, even if they do get whatever technicalities correct this next time around. They have the incentive to find Crom guilty again, because they wouldn't want to find him not guilty and then admit that they locked a man up wrongfully for 7 weeks.
Yeah, politically, I'm sure they wouldn't want to do that.
It could open up.
And sometimes the prosecutor just doesn't bring the charge again. But
that
it looks like in this case, they have to go back.
Yeah, the court has ordered it for a retrial. In several of the decisions, the high court judges pointed out that according to the Croatian law on state borders, a border should have been clearly defined within 6 months of the law's creation. Liberland attorneys have collected dozens of relevant pieces of evidence, including official government maps and other documents, which clearly prove that Liberland is not part nor claimed by Croatia. During the retrials, the lower courts have been ordered to, quote, determine where the border is and where the border crossing is according to the regulation on border crossings, which should have been made within 6 months of implementation on the law on state border control and bring about a new law. The toll-free number here is 855-453. There's a few questions this brings up. We'll dig in a little further into the latest from Liberland, the other most exciting liberty migration out there in the world besides what's happening here in New Hampshire. You can share your thoughts on that or whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at adamandeve.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us on the radio. Radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Everything from psychedelic churches to light rail, private light rail in Florida, suicide, people throwing themselves in front of buses. We've talked about a lot tonight. You can still bring up whatever's on your mind. And with you in studio is Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
Of course, we're talking about Liberland, the latest on the brave migration of some European libertarians into a place between Croatia and Serbia, a very small 3 square kilometer large plot of land, basically a swamp in the middle of the in the middle of the Danube River, I believe it is.
Danube, yes.
Yeah. And so not a particularly desirable plot of land, which is why Croatia and Serbia have basically ignored it for many years. But as soon as people from Liberland started to actually try to go to this plot of land, they started getting arrested by the Croatian police. And now, in some early victories in court, in appeals court, the Liberland folks have been winning. Well, sort of. They've been at the very least getting their cases sent back for retrial. But more importantly, they've been told, the higher court has instructed the lower courts to determine where the border is. So this is going to be a pretty big decision. Ultimately, now the folks behind Liberland believe they know where the border is supposed to be. They've done a lot of research on this. They've got a lot of maps, a lot of evidence to make their arguments. It should be interesting to see what the Croatian state claims about where the border should be, where their government judges say it is, because they don't know right now. The higher courts are basically admitting, we don't really know where the border is. We're leaving that to you, lower courts, to try to figure out. And this is all according to the press release at LiberlandPress.com. It's all Liberland has ever asked of the Croatian authorities, who frequently arrest its supporters. If Croatia does not claim Liberland, which they have said they do not, why do they enter this territory and arrest people who come from Serbia to this land? Where exactly is the borderline, and who has the right to administer this land? With these upcoming retrials, it's hoped that the judges will take this opportunity to fairly consider the evidence and rule according to the law. Of course, the reason why their cases were overturned in the first place is that they were breaking the rules. The lower court judges were not doing anything fairly, and so that's why the cases have been sent back to them on a retrial. So I wouldn't expect anything more out of the very same judges that have sent people to hardcore prison cells, you know, where hardened criminals are sent to, which is where they sent Crom, who's a Liberland settler from Brazil originally, who was arrested, again, as one of these civilly disobedient folks just trying to cross into Liberland. And again, it's important to point out, crossing from Serbia. So the claim from the Croatian government goons was that, oh, well, you can't leave Croatia except at the official border checkpoints. So you're going into this place that is next to Croatia, Liberland, and we're claiming that you were coming from Croatia, even though all the evidence is they actually came from Serbia. So they parked their cars and they, you know, gathered in Serbia. They then crossed from Serbia into Liberland.
Tried to cross the river.
Right. Only to be arrested by Croatian police.
Well, it seems like the Croatian high court, and we'll have to see how this plays out. If I was one of those lower Croatian judges, I would be taking what got sent by the court as, we are not going to wink at what you're doing. So hopefully they will come back at this with a new attitude, and sometimes judges do. Sometimes they don't, so we'll see what happens there.
I'm actually looking at the map right now, because there's been a border dispute between Croatia and Serbia since, like, 1990-something, and the part of, you know, this border that's claimed by Liberland is technically under Croatian control, but Croatia says that it's part of Serbia. So, like, it's a really weird, strange thing to where Croatia doesn't claim it, Serbia doesn't claim it, but Croatia says it's part of Serbia, but they're controlling the land.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation. I noticed you're pronouncing it Liberland. Is that how the representative pronounced it? Because I think you met one of them at the, what was it, the Florida Libertarian Party?
I met a couple different people at a couple of different places.
Is that how they pronounce it?
I don't recall.
Okay.
There's no E
in front of the B. It's L-I-B-E-R.
L-I-B.
Like Liber. Not Liber. Wouldn't there be an E after the I if it was Liber?
Not necessarily. And I'm pronouncing it that way because, it's based off of like a Latin root.
Or rather the E before the I. L-E-I? I don't know.
Like the word L that's spelled L-I-B-R-E is pronounced Libre.
Libre.
Not Libre.
Right. Okay.
So, I'm pronouncing it Libre. The way, if it were Latin, it would be pronounced.
All right, so if there's any Liberlanders or Lieberlanders out there who can settle this dispute here in the studio, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. At the very least, says LiberlandPress.com, it is hoped the judges will carefully weigh the decades-long Croatian-Serbian border dispute. Should these judges incorrectly rule that Liberland sits within Croatia's borders, they'll be undermining Croatia's long-held claims to other land, 10 times greater in size, across the Danube from Liberland. Out of 5 appeals court's judgments, Liberland has won 4 of them. Only 1 appeal has been upheld in favor of the Croatian prosecutors thus far, and this early case involved a land crossing from Croatia into Liberland. As it is clearly illegal to exit Croatia outside of an established border crossing, Liberland fully admits its guilt for this case and therefore agrees with the decision of the appeals court. However, as the lower courts have now been asked to define exactly where the border is, it's hoped they will consider some of the findings of this failed appeal. In it, the judge states, quote, "It is indisputable that all defendants were caught in the territory of Serbia and that they had arrived from the Kopac Rit Nature Park and so crossed the Croatian border." It's likely the judge was unaware of the official statement by the Serbian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which states unequivocally the land in question is not and never has been a part of Serbia. As we've covered in the past on Liberland Press, no nation can claim a piece of land for another nation. Regardless, it's beneficial to Liberland's status as a sovereign territory when Croatian courts rule that the land is not Croatian territory, even if they've incorrectly stated whose territory it actually is. And justice is slow in Croatia, like anywhere else. But Liberland continues to advance towards recognition of its claims. I think it's important to point out here that these court successes had to happen on the backs of the 50 people who've been arrested.
Yeah.
Otherwise, these challenges would never have been possible, and this precedent, whatever it may end up being, would never have been set. So frequently, civil disobedience is a very important aspect of expanding freedom, that people have to go to jail in order for people to be free. It's kind of a bizarre, dichotomy.
Yeah, it's like, it would be nice if for my church there was a way that I could go to the government and basically say, well, I think I have a legal right to use cannabis, and I'd like a determination from you before I do that.
They can't do that.
There's no way to do that. You have to go out, get arrested, put yourself at criminal liability, and then hope.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts welcome on Liberland on the way here tonight. Amazon hit with an FAA penalty, and Facebook is doing more, it's not quite coercion, but it's not very nice. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us toll free. We're talking about Liberland and the successes they're having in appeals courts in Croatia, where there have been 4 court decisions now, 4 out of 5, where the appeals courts have sent back cases to lower courts for retrial, saying the lower courts had made serious errors and they were committing serious or essential procedural violations, and calling the prosecutors' cases incorrectly and incompletely establishing facts. Quote, committing a fundamental breach of misdemeanor proceedings. The facts were incorrectly and incompletely established by the prosecutor, which could lead to misapplication of substantive law. Further, even saying the wording of one of the rulings was incomprehensible, which is a pretty big insult to people who spend their life learning basically a secret language of legalese and communicating, you know, in these special terms with one another.
Yeah.
To call their ruling incomprehensible is about as insulting as I think it could possibly get. There's more to the story here. It's Ian with you tonight.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. They offer an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. And for those of you who've already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. That's 855-585-4237, libertyhealthshare.org. So, a little bit more here from the Liberland Press about the court victories at the appeals court level for Liberland. For those that don't know, Liberland is the small plot of land in the Danube River that is basically a kind of a swamp island, a swampy island in the Danube that's between Croatia and Serbia. And there's some question as to, you know, whether or not Croatia is going to try to claim this land, because in the past they've said that the land belongs to Serbia. But now the higher courts in Croatia are remanding cases back for retrial and saying that as part of the retrials, the lower court judges need to decide where exactly the border of Croatia is. So that's going to be one of the most important questions answered here.
Now, they also say they had to determine where the location of the border crossing was.
No, they didn't say that. I mean, that we know, okay, because there's some, you know, bureaucrats there and the checkpoints and things like that. I mean, it's clear.
Well, my understanding is, though, that there is no border crossing from Croatia into Liberland.
No, there's not.
There should be.
Well, there shouldn't be, because Croatia doesn't recognize Liberland, okay, so they have no reason to put a border crossing there when there's probably a border crossing within, you know, 50 miles going directly into Serbia.
And it would be a lot less than 50 miles, most likely. But also, Liberland is for open immigration, so why would they put a border crossing around their, like, 3-kilometer area?
Okay, well, Croatia looks at Liberland as being part of Serbia, so I was thinking maybe
they're
going to
have to. But yet they keep arresting people there.
Right.
Which is, they're controlling
it.
Yeah,
it's very bizarre, and it sounds like the lower court was trying to pull a fast one, and the upper court, for whatever reason, decided not to go along with them.
So Liberland does continue to advance towards recognition of its claims. They don't appear to be losing steam, and their supporters are not giving up. The president continues to travel the world sharing his vision of a country with limited government and ultimate freedoms. On the anniversary of Liberland's founding, while awaiting further results from appeals and retrials, the government of Liberland held a conference in Croatia to sell to locals the idea of having an economic powerhouse on its doorstep. Liberland does not aim to steal land. Liberland only seeks to make use of previously unused, unclaimed land. Liberland does not want to cause trouble or use violence, and Liberland has always encouraged peace, even in the face of violence. Liberland will work and continue to work through the proper Croatian legal channels with the hope of being treated fairly. Liberland Press will continue to report on further developments as they happen. In the meantime, the dream of Liberland lives on. Update: Liberland Press has obtained 3 additional appeals court decisions, all wins for Liberland. In total, this means Liberland has won 6 out of 7 appeals and 6 retrials. So we'll keep you
very
in.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll keep
if
you.
If they
the
keep
loop.
Kicking them back, they've got to be telegraphing that they're not going to let this pattern of convictions go.
That it's not worth it.
My guess is, I mean, it sounds like there were 50 convictions and there are now 50 appeals in flight.
Yeah, I don't know. They did say there were 50 people that were arrested. So, yeah, maybe there were 50 convictions. But I don't know if there are 50 appeals, because some of them pled guilty. Some of them took the guilty plea and paid the fine. How many of them actually challenged it, I don't know.
And I'm glad the statistics wound up being, at the end, something different than 4 out of 5. Because when you first said 4 out of 5 judges have ruled, the first thing that came to my mind was the old 4 out of 5 doctors prefer camels thing.
Oh, the cigarettes. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, there is a newer one. 4 out of 5 dentists prefer dentine, I think. So it doesn't have to be as bad as cigarettes.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
It'd be nice to have a conversation with your disciple, Rich Paul, if you take your hand.
I'm my own disciple, bro. I'm the Pope with the Church of the Invisible Hand. I ain't nobody's disciple, bro.
Rhymes with dope, and your case exhibit A as to why millions of Americans call it that, because you're a degenerate, pothead, dirtbag. But speaking of insulting Rich Paul, you blame the 50 million deaths between the years of our Lord 1939 and 1945 on the Versailles Treaty, yet you didn't think about blaming.
Yes, the Treaty in Versailles caused an economic crisis in the Weimar Republic in Germany, which then caused such desperation that Hitler rose to power. That's pretty well-established Hitler history, bro.
I'm glad you agree with John Maynard Keynes for once. But there are other people. Morelli,
well, even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while.
That's a good one. Did you come up with that one?
No.
I stole that dope. Just like the dentine joke's pretty good dope.
No, you don't steal jokes. You borrow
that's
them.
Your opinion. Dope.
Using someone else's joke doesn't diminish their ability to use the joke.
May I ask Rich Paul a question?
Intellectual property is nonsense.
What's this show called again? By the way, what did the Versailles Treaty have to do with Japan invading Manchuria in 1931 and between the years of our Lord 1931 and 1941 before they murdered thousands of Americans for no good reason?
Okay, well, first off, you can say year of your Lord because we don't follow the same.
I'm going to put him on hold. He just keeps yammering on. He acts like he wants to talk to you about something, asks you a question, and then continues to ramble.
Well, I can't tell him anything about Japan invading Manchuria in 1931 except that it was absolutely none of the business of the United States. Now, Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor was certainly... would have been reason for the United States to go to war, except the United States had already gone to war. The United States committed the first act of war against Japan when they froze all of the Japanese assets in U.S. banks, and that was before World War II.
And didn't they also put them under an oil embargo or something like that? Like blockading their ships?
I think you might be confusing that with the blockade of Germany just before World War I, but they may have blockaded Japan as well. I don't know, but I do know that they seized Japanese assets, which is considered an act of war. So when we say it was a sneak attack, that's not quite true. I mean, we fired the first shot,
I didn't fire anything.
I'm sorry. The United States government fired the first shot against Japan as well.
There you go, James. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Something else worth looking up is the McCollum memo from back in World War II, which was basically the memo sent out by, I think it was by the president or one of his advisors, that essentially outlined 7 or 8 different steps they should take in order to maneuver Japan into attacking the United States.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. 855-450-FREE.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here for you to join us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You want to get together with the most exciting movement on earth for liberty? Liberland's pretty good. They've got some pretty exciting things happening over there, but they're still just getting started. Here in New Hampshire, we've got thousands of liberty-minded people who have come here, have migrated here, liberty-oriented folks like libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, and there are more coming. There are thousands more pledged to move here. Many of them as part of the Free State Project, others coming as part of the Shire Society, and others just coming because they want to be around other liberty-minded folks. They're not signing up or joining anything. So if you want to learn more about the movement here, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. Check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great little hour-long documentary film, and it really lays out the strong, persuasive reasons why this is the place to come to if you want a chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. If you love banging your head up against the political brick walls elsewhere, then you know, feel free to keep doing that as long as you want. But when you're ready to actually start winning, when you're ready to actually move the ball for liberty forward, New Hampshire is the place to do that. And if you check out the movie, 101 Reasons, Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, you'll know why. Go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it for free online as we go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Daryl.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
I wanted to announce a demonstration that's going to be June 26th, and I guess it's of more interest to listeners in the average New Hampshire demonstration, because many of them will be in New Hampshire at the time that's going on.
All right. What's the demonstration?
I want to demonstrate against the federal presence in New Hampshire in favor of independence. And
excellent.
The demonstration will take place at a federal building on Sunday, just about the time that the largest number of Porkfest attendees are passing by that area on the way home. Does that make sense?
So you're doing a secession demonstration.
Basically, yes.
U.S. out of NH.
Yes, I love that message, and I think that this needs to happen more often. We need to ramp up the secessionist movement. You've got Great Britain with new polling numbers out showing a majority looking to, I guess not a majority, but a plurality of the poll results, 46% of them saying it's time for Britain to leave the European Union. 39% say stay in. So 46% say leave, 39% say stick around, although another recent poll showed 49% saying leave, 48% saying remain. So it's still probably going to be a close call. But, you know, the more talk out there around the world about secession, the more we need to be talking about it here in New Hampshire.
But so, I don't think you can necessarily call this a secession.
It's not a full-on secession, but it is some level of decentralization, right? Leaving the European Union? I mean, we would support any state leaving the United States. Isn't this kind of a similar concept?
No, because the United Kingdom never surrendered all of their sovereignty to the EU.
Did the other members do that?
But they did not surrender part of their sovereignty to the EU, which is the point of withdrawing from it.
Right, they entered into, you know, like a huge trade negotiation treaty. So Great Britain leaving the European Union would be akin to the United States withdrawing from NAFTA.
Well, that would be a good thing.
I was thinking this is a good time to talk about it because we are at this point where people have realized we're going to have one of two uniquely authoritarian tyrants over us, probably no matter what happens.
Yes.
So they're all getting restless right now. And if people go to nhindy.org, it's a sort of a URL I've set up that basically it just links to nhindependence.org, but it also links to the latest details on this demonstration. If you go to nhindy.org, then you can find out what's going on without having to memorize anything.
So you're going where exactly?
That would be the North Cotton Federal Building, a.k.a. Fort, in Manchester. So most of the Porkfest attendees are going to be driving right past that, or at least a plurality of them will be driving right past that right about the time the demonstration's happening. So the theory is that this should improve turnout. On the other hand, people will be tired, so I don't know what. But we've never.
Yeah, I know. I've been beat tired before after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so much to the point where, you know, I've come straight home and passed out. So I hope that what you're trying to do is coinciding it with the end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a very popular gathering of libertarians that happens yearly here in New Hampshire and has for more than a decade. May gain you some additional participants in this particular event, but it could also hurt the turnout from the hardcores who would normally come out and support you because they're just, you know, beat from a long week of partying in the woods at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Further, one of the things I never understood is why people go to federal buildings or state buildings on the weekend. I mean, there's no one there at that time. So who are you expecting is going to see this protest? Is it just going to be people on, you know, watching the video?
Well, yeah, again, if you do it during the times that the federal workers are there, then that suppresses turnout because people are at their jobs. Ultimately, we should do a mix. Be some different demonstrations at different locations and at different types of times. So I do hope to hold one on a Monday or Tuesday at some point in a federal building.
Well, by the way, no one should figure that Dave Ridley is the only person who can call a demonstration. Anybody who feels so inclined should also, you know, schedule demonstrations at whatever times they feel so inspired.
That's a goal. I would love it if someone else were starting to set these up. I would rather not have to do it myself, but for now.
Have you talked to the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence? I know they just got a new president. Carla Garrick, the former Free State Project president, is now the president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. It might be interesting to run your idea past them and see if you can get them to, weigh in or officially support it.
I did consult with them a couple times over the last 3 weeks and got some feedback. And this is an independent demonstration, even from nhindependence.org. But it is in support of them is the most effective current secession organization in New York. Well, I guess they don't call themselves a secession organization. It would be an independence organization in New Hampshire. It's, you know, that's what we have to work with. That's what we need to support, I think. And I wish more people would just do independent demonstrations in favor of this because it's the root-striking solution. I get so heartbroken when I see people trying to fight every single federal oversight are over every single federal abuse on an individual basis. They'll never, they're hacking at the branches. They'll never get it
well,
done.
Well, you'll be happy to know, Dave, that we did have the U.S. out of NH secede now sign out at the Memorial Day parade this year, yet again here in Keene. Rich, you were out there with me on that one. So we've still got the signage. We're ready to roll on this. I love the idea. I hope that people do turn out as you're hoping that they
will. You'll need to send that sign with me when I go to the Startup Society Summit in Portsmouth the first weekend of July.
And no matter what happens, don't give up, Dave. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Check him out when you get a chance, and I'm sure he'll be reporting in from his own event, which I think we need more of this. That's one of the reasons why, Daryl, you and I founded the New Hampshire Liberty Party.
Yes.
Because we were, number one, frustrated with the Libertarian Party's lack of principles, their failures over the years, their straying from principles.
And not actually taking a hardcore stand in favor of secession.
Do they have any stand whatsoever in favor of secession? I never heard anything about that.
At one time, secession was in the platform of the National Party.
But...
It got removed at some point.
Let me guess, by the Republicans who've invaded the party and taken it over?
I'm not sure. It could have been in what they call the Portland Massacre of 2006, where about 70% of the platform was removed.
I would say 06 is right around the time when the party started to, the scales were tipping heavily in the favor of the infiltrators.
Yeah, but secession is definitely in the platform of
the
Radical Caucus.
It's the number. Oh, the Radical Caucus.
The Radical Caucus, of which I'm a member, and I chaired the platform committee.
Let's go to Robbie. He's in Hollywood. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robbie. Robbie in Hollywood going once. Robbie in Hollywood going twice. Oh, that's too bad. Robbie had some sort of question about Hemp Fest, which is coming up in late August. Just a reminder, nhhempfest.com, August 25th through the 28th. We will look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, and you can better believe we'll have some secessionist propaganda for the attendees of the Hemp Fest. We're going to have a whole table of liberty-oriented propaganda that we'll be able to hand out to the Hemp Fest attendees, many of whom have probably never heard of the ideas of liberty before, or at the very least are not quite familiar with what they mean. So I'm excited about the opportunity to reach out to new minds with the ideas of freedom. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. More Free Talk Live coming up tomorrow. Check out Daryl on his website, darylwperry.com. Rich over at invisiblehand.church and gofundme.com/NH420. Excellent. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.